turned on that? What do you think was in the minds of law enforcement when they heard that 911 call?
Well, I'm not sure anything was in their minds of local law enforcement at that point, just that somebody had reported finding a body. And we have a recording that lasts about an hour from a dashboard camera before they took her to the hospital that she tells the same story. And it's the same facts again and again that she tells. She actually spent over 20 hours in recorded interrogations and kept telling them, this is what happened, this is what happened, and remained consistent throughout 20 hours of time. So at the scene, they're so concerned, and you can hear it in her voice. They get a paramedic, they take her to the hospital. She has, I think, a double dose of Ativan, IV Ativan, a tranquilizer. After that, Brad Gibson meets with her right across the hall. And he has someone who has been given Ativan, and you can't interrogate someone on meds under the law because it's an involuntary statement. And we're not asserting that. That just, her guard is down, and she talks to Brad Gibson for several hours before they release her that evening. And Brad Gibson listens to her, and she tells what happens. And she told what happened, and it remained the same. It's just what I told you happened, is what Kathy told Brad Gibson on the 26th. That then somebody made the decision, and I don't know who, to bring Colorado Bureau of Investigation in. Bringing Colorado Bureau of Investigation in to do scene processing and lab work makes sense, especially for smaller jurisdictions. But they brought in people to interrogate. They brought in a guy named John Zamora, who I don't know if he took over the case or started directing the case, but John Zamora decided to send the 911 call down to his friend in Denver. His friend in Denver is a CBI employee named Kirby Quinn Lewis. And Kirby Quinn Lewis listened to the 911 call and sent back a transcript. And sent back a transcript that everybody used and weighed in and said, after me listening to this 911 call, Kathy Carpenter is guilty. And I'm not making this up, that listening to the 911 call, Kathy Carpenter is guilty. So when I first met with Kathy Carpenter, she said, well, I flunked the 911 call. And I said, people don't flunk 911 calls. Well, it turns out people do flunk 911 calls. And he said, Kirby Quinn Lewis sent back this transcript, which got attached to the affidavit resulting in Kathy Carpenter's arrest 96 days ago, that said, and you just heard this, call, what's your friend wrapped in? Caller, I don't know, I don't know. I saw blood on her forehead, and it says forehead. And you've seen the scene there, and if you see Nancy Pfister's forehead, then you saw more than you said you saw in the closet. The trouble is, she never saw her forehead, but they believed she said she saw her forehead, and that was a slip-up. I'm going to play 10 seconds of that again, and it's okay to keep going through this.
Okay.
So you're saying we can record this?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, can you get near your friend?
No, no, it's here.
What is your friend wrapped in?
I don't know, Samantha. I don't know. I saw blood on her head for it, and the closet was locked, and it was off.
And, you know, once again, although that
we didn't have a problem with you recording it. We really asked that that not be broadcast.
No.
Because even, I mean, the contents and the fact that it's, she says headboard and not forehead, I mean, that's the real critical point, and it's really important that you hear it with your own ears, because they have the transcript that says forehead, not transcript, not headboard. But, you know, I ask that you really use judgment.
So she was trying to say headboard? She did say
She said headboard.
She said headboard.
Okay. And they thought
she said headboard. I can play it again for you if you want, but she said headboard. Believe me, I've listened to this 100 times. She said headboard.
Yeah, and the prosecutor said that there were things that she knew and that she saw that she shouldn't have known.
Like foreheads, which she never, ever said. Never said.
That was their sole basis for probable cause?
They, that was their sole basis for focusing on her and really saying that she saw things she couldn't have seen if her, with the story she was telling. And they went off of forehead, and they kept going off of forehead. Kathy kept saying, I didn't say forehead. If I could show you some clips of interrogation now, where they just keep focusing on this.
Okay, ma'am, sorry. Can you get near your friend?
Let's see. This is on March 14th.
And who are the parties?
This is Lisa Miller.
Oh, yeah.
March 14th.
District Attorney Investigator John Zamora.
And we can't show this either.
No, you can show this.
You can show this.
I'm going to start this really quick.
Can you point them again, please?
Karsh, do you need me to get your mic up?